Grace and peace be yours in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. On Good Friday, the pastor's job is to get out of the way. The readings carry this service. It's one of my favorite services of the whole year. All year long, we say Christ died for you, and we should say it often. Christ died for you. We know it. You know the narrative. You know the theological truth of what Christ has done for you. But on Good Friday, you slow down and you meditate on it. And you look at it close. And you think on it and unpack it. As I've mentioned in all of my sermons of this whole holy week, the actions of Jesus to save you happened in time. Palm Sunday was really a Sunday. And he then taught in Jerusalem for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday afternoon, last night, had the supper with his disciples. A Passover. And then he changed what it was about when he said, "This is my blood." And that supper, which they would have rejoiced to have been at, they go from the supper to the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus prays, and from that moment, Jesus is arrested. And in a ridiculously speedy trial, Jesus goes from arrested Thursday night to appearing before the Sanhedrin, before Pilate, before Herod, back to Pilate, and ordered to die today. It was just Sunday, Hosanna, right? And every day, trust me in this, every day that Jesus taught, he was gaining more disciples, not less. Jesus cleared the temple and said that he despises religion as a scam. And he taught about really following God, and he preached against hypocrisy. Every day, people were thinking, wow, we want to hear what he's going to say today. There were more and more disciples all week long, but the opposition from the leadership grew stronger and stronger, and that's why he was arrested at night. Most people heard Jesus teach on Thursday afternoon. They thought, I want to hear him tomorrow. And they went to bed Thursday night. And when they got up on Friday, they saw him carrying a cross that quickly. So tonight, our readings, and again, they'll be familiar to you, but I'll just mention it to you. We have two sets of readings, and here's what I notice. Every year, someone will point out, some of the readings are repetitive, and that's true. And that's because there's two halves of readings. They do two different things. The first half of the service is the Passion according to St. John. St. John, the beloved disciple, the one of the 12 who lived to old age, the one. He's one of the inner circle. He happened to be standing there at the cross. He's an eyewitness of everything he says. And so the first half of the service, we're going to look at just John. It's sections of readings, but they total up to be John chapters 18 and 19, all of it. This is the passion, the way John described it. Now, there's three other gospels. There's Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And so we hear John 18, John 19. He has everything that he wants to tell us about. But in the second half of this service, we hear the seven last words of Jesus. And you probably know it doesn't mean seven words. It means seven sentences, right? The seven last sayings of Jesus, and you'll notice if you look at the bulletin, those come from all the Gospels, because John in his 18th and 19th chapters talks about this, but there's stuff he left out. And we get the whole picture by putting them together. By reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, figuring out what goes where, and you wind up that Jesus says seven things. And I want to be very, very clear to say this, that's called a composite. It's not a contradiction. Many critics of the Bible love to say the Bible is full of contradictions. It is not. It is not on any fair reading. But they describe different things. A contradiction would be if one of the Gospels said that Jesus rose from the dead and one of the other Gospels said he didn't. That's a contradiction. How many Gospels say that Jesus rose from the dead? All four. They don't contradict, but we take a composite to say, here's the things that Jesus said on the cross, dying for us. So what did he say? Again, we'll listen. It's my job to not say too much here. But I do want to mention a little overview. What did the Lord Jesus on the cross say? I want us to get several things. One is this, that he actually suffered physically. When God became flesh, he took on this. And so when he felt pain, he felt pain. And when he says, I'm thirsty, he means he's thirsty. But more than the physical pain he suffered spiritually as he takes on the sins of the world and as God the Father turns from him and when he cries out from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? I want to hear it. I want to notice this, that the words of Jesus are always grace. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. He says this about people that are killing him. That's a wonderful message for us, that that is how God sees us. He trusts in the Father after having cried out, but he now trusts, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And I want us to be very, very clear, we get these words. It is finished. It is done. The Lord Jesus did everything he meant to do. He did the thing he came to accomplish. He came to redeem you, and he did it. And he said, it is finished. And so we listen to the Passion according to John and the seven things that Jesus said from the cross. Amen.